another week of sitting, Andrew. We're down here for this week, and I came down yesterday. We've got the had the ALP state conference on, so I was at the state conference over the weekend.
Okay, all right. So, what's making news that you want to share with us this morning?
Oh, Andrew, look, it's some great announcements from the Premier. We've got the swimming lessons for kids in primary school and state schools.
Yep.
So that's something we've all been advocating for, and Laurie Lawrence has been one of the big advocators for that. And you've got and also the media, the APN, the Courier Mail were right behind it, which it's a great thing to teach kids how to swim, Andrew.
I've got to be honest with you, Bruce. I thought this was already in place. The kids got swimming lessons when they went to primary school.
No, Andrew, you had to pay for it. So now this is going to be a free for all state school students.
Right.
So it's going to it's good. It's good. You know, learning to swim is an essential part of everyone's life, I believe.
Absolutely.
And not everyone can afford it. And it's very important to minimise the risk of people drowning in backyard pools or at the ocean or wherever they in the rivers, wherever they go for a swim. So that's another good thing. The other thing is the TAFE, Andrew.
Yep.
The minister's announced there's about 160 courses that will be free for young ones graduating from senior.
Okay.
Grade 12. So the minister will be making more announcements about that today, but it's about 160 courses will be free at TAFE so that young ones can further their education, which is great, absolutely great, because we know education is the key, Andrew. That is the key of getting people work.
Oh, absolutely, mate. 160 courses. You would think there is a wide variety within that 160.
Oh, look, it's done. They've done a lot of research,
and they've
looked at you know, the skill shortages we've had, the work shortages where we need people. So it's been a huge effort from the minister and TAFE, and it's a really good social policy that's moving forward. That's making sure that people can get an education, can get training without sending them broke.
Okay, what are we going to do with that old TAFE building out there in Nagle Street?
Well, we're in negotiations with that now, Andrew. It's been under negotiations for the last few months, but there is progress, I can say that. We're really working towards a final solution for that in the next few months, but it's going to be exciting for Maryborough when it's all put together, and it's going to be a great project for Maryborough City and also for the Maryborough electorate, and not only for my electorate, but it's going to be an asset that's going to be used for the whole of Queensland. So is a deal is happening at the moment, commercial and confidence. So we're working through that with the department, also with the minister's office.
Okay, Bruce, don't use the phrase the final solution, mate.
No, I won't. I won't, Andrew. Look, it's a horrible... It was a horrible phrase.
You did say it just then, the final solution. I know you didn't mean it by anything, but...
I know, but I didn't mean it that way, Andrew.
Of course you didn't. All right, Bruce, what else have we got? Let's get off it quick.
Well, you know, we've had some great announcements coming through from the government, and the Premier made one at the state conference, Andrew. She's going to do an inquiry into dying with dignity and palliative care.
Yep.
Some people agree, some people don't, but this is a conversation that's got to be had. I know we've got a lot of input coming into my office with people. They might not agree with it, but they want to have their say, and some people agree with it and they want to have their say. And I think we're a mature society now where we can talk about these things, put it on the agenda and have the inquiry.
Well, you'd like to think so, Bruce. And look, we put animals down when there's no hope and everything's been exhausted, all other avenues have been taken, and yet we let our own sort of just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's just my personal opinion anyway, so we'll see what happens.
And see, that's the good part about them, Andrew. You can have your personal opinion, the lady down the road, the bloke up the road, everyone, and that's why we've got to have the conversation. That's one thing I like about, you know, we're a mature society now. We can have a respectful debate. People can put their views forward on this subject without being harassed or bullied or whatever. And there's a lot of us, including me, who've seen family members suffer and die in a lot of pain.
Yep.
And I believe, you know, let's have the conversation. Let the community have their say, and everyone who knows me and knows me in politics, I'm a big believer in the community having their say, making sure that the community's voice is heard. And this is what the Premier has done. And look, I commend the Premier. I think it's a very brave move to have this discussion, to get the inquiry going, and to let people voice their for or against it.
Yeah, no, you're right there, mate. It is one of those issues that, a bit like daylight saving in Queensland, no political party really wants to touch it and go any further with it. So this is something definitely that can be looked at. And as you say, differing opinions, put them all together and just see what happens here. So that's what a democracy is all about, Bruce.
Well, it is, Andrew. And talking about daylight saving, look, imagine all the curtains we'd have to replace across the state.
Get out of here, Saunders, you.
You know, an extra hour of daylight. Those curtains would fade, Andrew.
The cows would fade. The curtains wouldn't get milk anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But look, I've always been a big advocate that we have daylight saving in wintertime. That's where I it gives us an extra hour in wintertime. Well, not so much summertime for the people who are against it, winter time's a great time to have daylight saving.
Well, I must admit, I've never contemplated that, Bruce. Another topic for another day, mate. We've got to go. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great week and look forward to chatting with you once again next Monday.
All right, Ed.